Well, it's been a long week of constant propaganda being forced in our face by the lamestream media. And yes, we've covered a bit of it. We've discussed North Korea as to whether or not that's a legitimate threat or if this is more wagging of the dog. We talked about the vaccines yesterday with Mary Toko. Fascinating topic. We'll have to have her back on. We just got to scratching the surface. And I certainly learned a lot. Of course, as you know, the baby is non-vaccinated and doing just fine. Incredibly well, in fact. Better than just fine. Our guest tonight recently had a baby as well, which is awesome. We share that in common. But that's not why I'm having him on. He's a wealth of information on a number of different topics. He's involved in spiritual activation for all organic species. Now, what does that mean? Don't turn off the radio, folks. This isn't some New Age Pollyannish BS. This is hopefully going to look at the mind, body, and spirit, something we don't get to discuss enough because we're stuck on the topics of geopolitics, health. Well, I guess health is a part of the mind, body, spirit, but nonetheless, we don't get to dive deep enough into some of the deeper topics, if you will, and that's partially my fault. I take full responsibility for it. Before Mary Toko this week, we had on Steve Starrs, of course. I filled in for John Stadmiller. We talked about the HIV/AIDS fraud. We discussed the gun grabbers, the draconian legislation passed in Colorado. All of this is relevant and very interesting and very important to discuss. But tonight we're going to go beyond that with our special guest, James Bomer, also known as Seven. I'll have to ask him about where he got that name, Seven. Through his life, he's continued to seek inwardly the meaning to all things while outwardly living a very diverse life. He's been a computer engineer, a gang member, a pastor, CEO, prisoner, enlightener, telemarketer, clothing designer, convenience store clerk, promoter, inventor, and many other rare and sometimes controversial positions to rise as a quickener that can relate to people from all walks of life. By age 12, James reports using his ability of lucid dreaming to bring other things into this dimension. I've often been curious about dreams. And of course, the pineal gland is very connected to that. And we talk about fluoride and its calcification of the pineal gland. Of course, the pineal gland in many cultures has been considered to be the third eye. I'll ask him about the pineal gland and how he sees it as a part of both our waking life and when we go to bed at night. Some of the more fascinating questions in life. What happens when we die? What is our consciousness? Some of the deep philosophy, if you will. We will attempt to answer these profound questions tonight on the show. And I'm not going to make any promises, but I think this will be a good flow of consciousness with a guest that is beyond our typical 3D program, or should I say unprogram. Of course, we're going beyond the matrix, beyond the paradigm that the powers that shouldn't be placed for us. And we will do so on the other side of this break tonight with our special guest, James Bomer. The Resistance, folks, you're not going to want to miss it.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, let's jump right into it. We got a lot to cover. We're going to only get to scratch the surface, so to speak, with our special guest tonight, James Bomer, Seven Bomer. I'll have to ask him about that name, Seven. But James, welcome. I've been looking forward to this interview. It's a nice change in the flow of the Bob Tuscan Show and a much-needed one. Now, let me go ahead and start with the most profound of questions. Why are we here? Where do we come from? And what happens when we die?
Why are we here? I would think that we're here officially to discover that all is self. And everything that happens in between is just our discovery of that. It's really that kind of situation. From everything that I've discovered is all of what you can think about from knowledge, expansion, other entities, you name it, just really has to do with another part of self that we have yet to, well, actually, I would say we're not choosing to magnify that. But someone else may be choosing to do that. And so when we see them, then we're really seeing a mirror of ourselves regardless, or a part of ourselves, I say, regardless of whatever kind of individual or entity that you're dealing with. And that kind of really helps a lot because it allows you to not allow weird creatures and weird ideas to run around outside of you. So that way, if you're going to get some level of control over it, you can do it immediately when you realize that that is inside and not outside. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And the next question, what are we doing here?
What, I think I just answered that question, but let me just get a little bit deeper into it. But what we're really here to do is to discover that we're everything. I just want people to really know that. Like, what's happening now is that we've gotten really far off the track of, like, us learning the proper thing. We've taken what's called a lamb on the path. And now we're basically feeding ourselves from every single level with stuff that has nothing to do with us expanding mentally, physically, or spiritually. It actually has a lot to do with more of contracting. And so if you want to go into you know, direct questions like how did we get here, there's definitely in many cases stories that differ from one race of individuals to another. And we're not talking about race as far as color. We're talking about race as far as genetics. But if you want to understand how a human body incarnates into, or excuse me, how a soul incarnates into a human body, you have an ocean here that is directly on the planet that that holds what we call souls. And on land, you have the vessels that are able to attract those souls into them. So that would be, if you could see the entire incarnation process of how a being of a spirit being goes into an animal body or a human body, whatever body, that is the process. But, you know, we're talking about something that's very expansive. This is what I call the micro-macro approach. It's basically that our body is a map of the immediate universe. And so this allows us that once we start absorbing this information, you don't have to necessarily believe an individual that's talking about it. You could see this information acting out in reality on all levels. So, yeah, I mean, like, I just need you to just give it to me really specific sometimes on this, because it's just so expansive. Within an hour, if I just start explaining how many different paths and how many different tunnels are in this time zone, then, you know, we could be out there for a minute.
Well, we'll have to do some time traveling here
for sure.
On the broadcast. The next question, what happens when we die?
What happens when we die is we actually go to the corresponding frequency that we've built up at that point. Obviously, you have developed another body. Some would call that the mental body. This is really your experiences that you've had here on Earth. So when you leave Earth, there's actually an ethereal body that goes with you. You can look at this as a vehicle, because the human body is actually set up into several vehicles or layers. Many of those layers are not physical, they're ethereal, and they're gained from other lives. But if people want to understand how do they get, where is the memory and where is the data that makes them this complex being called a human, it's actually in the layers of what they're calling an aura. And so what you're really, really dealing with is that on Earth, there's supposed to be, for any entity that's in something as fruitful as Earth, because obviously Earth is a very fruitful atmosphere, an opportunity for the ability to learn how to basically generate pure energy inside of yourself and to understand how to utilize pure energy to create things. And your creations also you have to become responsible for, because they're like your children. So really what we're dealing with now, because obviously 2013, this thing's been going on for parsecs, you have a lot of ideas which are also like children. And you have even physical children and creations, not just the children that we're actually making, but also some of the genetic modifications that took place in the past to give you cats and to give you pigs and different animals. That was more or less the PlayStation for the race of entities, which we just know as ancestors, etc. That's what they were into. So now, of course, everything has to live out. It has to act out. Just like when you have a child, it has to live and it has to act out. Some of the stuff that it does, you're going to be totally like, no, don't do that. While other things, you're going to be like, great. So it's that kind of experience that we're all taking, that we're all kind of taking place, excuse me, that's taking place, that we're all in together, just like a body. So this is what we all should see, is that, yes, the body is one thing, but surely the liver is not the heart. Surely the kidney is not the foot. And this is what we fail to miss, or excuse me, that we actually miss on this planet, is that we see everyone, we want to see everyone as the same. Even the most noble of us want to see adequacy, where everyone is treated equal. The reality is that each person is on a different level of their path. So they're functioning in this body that we call the universe, but what they're choosing as their position is entirely up to them. And that's where that whole choice thing comes in. So the universe can use you regardless. And this is what I was talking about. The more advanced beings have started thinking on the level of the universe, but when you do that, the whole good and evil game, which is really a bog down, it's just thought. It's action does so much more to rid the problems of what we call negativity, evil, etc. But we want to make sure that we understand these dynamics completely when we expand, which is that the good and the evil, as we've been taught, are really two extremes. What you're looking for is you're looking for that harmonic point. And that way you can ride through every single experience that you're going through in a level in which you can really absorb what you're experiencing. So if you look at, if you're on an extreme, you're only going to get half of any experience you enter. Because the other half, of course, is going to be where you can't travel. So to cure this, it doesn't mean go into the other, because some people say, well, so do I go and just do evil then to experience what evil's about? No, you ride the harmonic point, because from the harmonic point, you can actually see into quote-unquote good, quote-unquote evil, and see where the errors are coming in so that way you can balance yourself.
All right, you've kind of, I got to admit, this is deep stuff, and you've lost me. And I'm trying to pay attention, I really am. So walk me through this again. You're talking, and the original question is, what happens when we die? And there's an etheric body, correct, that our thoughts and memories are transferred to. Is that an adequate representation?
Right. Let's talk about, some people have said that when they see a person die, they see like a gaseous thing come out of the body. It's kind of looking down, like looking down at a road on a hot day. Right. So what that actually is it's carrying, what that actually is your entire, what you've become. You see what I mean? It's like every single life you're building on this etheric body we're calling a soul. Each physical body is like a cocoon. So once you come out of the cocoon as this gaseous type of entity that nobody can see physically, you are resonating at a certain frequency. Everything has a frequency. Now, what takes place after that, because there's this other thing they call reincarnation, is that you then do a frequency match, like tracks alike, to another physical vehicle, and then you go into another incarnation. And the reason why it's fair is because the frequency that, it's only right that the frequency that you were on when you left here, you should continue from there, just like a game that it's infinite lives, but sometime life is lost, then it starts again, they start you from the checkpoint. The checkpoint in this case is your frequency when you leave Earth. Does that make a little more sense?
Yeah, it does. And I have to wonder, you sound awfully sure of this. And I've always been so agnostic because I can't tell. What teachings have brought you to these conclusions?
Well, I will say that, you know, people do have to understand that this type of stuff really has to be felt. Like if someone reads a book on a heavy level of something that's on a heavy level of spirituality or something of a spiritual nature, and they tell you when they're done with the book, I get it. I understand. They're lying to you because there's nothing really that you can just understand about spirituality from reading it.
You have to understand it, right?
Well, the understanding is definitely the experience. You definitely have to understand it because what the experience is going to do is it actually leaves its footprint on you. We'll just say it like that. So when you go into a place, let's say, for instance, I'm looking for a good example here. But when you go into a place, when you leave that place, you pick up things that you've had on that place. Even if you shake somebody's hands, their DNA is now on you. So each situation that you're going through, you're going to pick up something. And so this is also what we're doing here in life, is like our experience here, we will carry with us. It's just now about, is this experience here becoming so dense, so material, and so much mass that our next incarnation is again in this level of limitation that is often referred to as a pin. So to answer your question directly, my knowledge comes from experience, but I've also had, because of that experience, been able to read things and then to really read into them. I mean, if someone's writing about their spiritual experience, they start mentioning certain things and deeper levels of knowledge and start getting into that a little bit more.
All right, let's do so on the other side of this break here. Folks, we're talking with Seven Bomer. You're not going to want to miss this. We're just getting into things.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Well, I started off with some deep questions, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, in this next segment, it's just a short one, and then we'll come back with a nice long segment to flesh out some more contemporary information from Seven's work. But tell me, give me kind of an overview of some of what you had to say, because believe me, folks, to the listeners out there who were like me and have to go back and listen to the archive, I will be listening and going back to the archive several times before I'm sure I can conceive or retain any of that. But that's just me. I'm slow. Tell me, Seven, where do we come from? Where are we going? What happens when we die?
Well, let's rewind here a little bit. Let's definitely get some type of roadmap that we can all look at that kind of allows us to be able to answer these questions. Because even like you said, you know, over the break, that these are the questions that we ask ourselves. If you're really asking yourself the real questions, if you're laying up at night, you're going to start asking these questions, especially when you get into a nice, comfortable space. And I would say the biggest answer that you're going to get to that is observing exactly how you got here. And that may sound funny, but you have to think about your actual birth process from your father to your mother, and then from you being in the incubation phase and then coming through the canal and then out of the womb. Okay. And that process in itself if you can hone into exactly what key points are taking place during that whole process, and you can understand there's a redundant process that's happening here. Each time that we go in and out of what some people are calling a matrix or a womb or earth or a planet or a life or an incarnation, it's something that is continuing. That's how we've gotten to this level of complexity. Now, what we also have around us are other entities, whether they be insects, animals, you know, birds, whatever you can think of that's alive, that are on different levels of life that we can actually observe. And if we are trained properly to know, which actually it's natural, so you don't have to be trained. But if you know that everything around you was, you were on that phase on some level or another at a certain point, then it's like an open, Earth becomes like an open encyclopedia for you just understanding more about yourself. So there's a whole external level of how we look at knowledge and information where we are like, we send information out and we want a response back. But really what we should do is we should be sending information in and then getting a response. Because what happens is if you go outside and ask someone, okay, what? Why are we really here? Then they're going to try to give you like molecules and something exploded in space, and they're going to give you all that, and then you're going to be left feeling synthetic because it's only scientific explanations for those things. But when you go into the spiritual part, which is real, which is how you got here and what took place with your mother, your father, et cetera, the seeds that sprouted and grew inside of your mother, and then when you came out into this particular matrix of reality because you got too big for the one you were previously in, and you could take that and you can put it right over the process of what's taking place on Earth, because obviously space is a vacuum, so Earth is a bubble or a womb in itself. It's warm here. And there's a lot of abundance and nurturing, just like a real mother. So the only thing that's going to happen when we do expand beyond Earth, because we also talked about reincarnations just continue to take place on Earth. But for those who will be leaving and expanding into other existences, it will be because they grew too big for Earth. You see what I mean?
The ascension process?
That is the ascension process, yes. And the ascension process is a very expansive process. So you can be ascending for a prolonged period of time and totally be on Earth. So some people have gotten confused thinking the ascension process means you basically leave a shroud on the wall and you disintegrate and you're out of here. Goodbye, Earthlings. I'm going to whatever planet that's better than Earth. That's not what happens. You know, what happens is that you building frequency is something you have to earn. So it's a consistent process. You're going to need to be run through real trials. Real things are going to happen, like becoming a father, becoming a mother, losing someone. All those things, the real things are going to happen before, just like we talked about earlier, you really experience it. And so we have this way of reading things or going to different people like churches and governments and all these different individuals looking for something from them. But this will always reap something that would not be customized for us because everyone's different.
Right.
And so when a person goes within, they get a chance to actually work on their body. Because remember, when I say go within, you have multiple layers. Why do you think you're talking to yourself? Should I go today? Should I go to school?
I thought I was crazy, but who knows?
What I'm saying generally, though, everyone gets in the car. Did I leave my keys? Who are you talking to? See, we're not talking about the crazy part.
I've wondered about that before. Who are we talking to? Are we talking to our soul? Are we talking to our spiritual self?
There are several layers. We can just now sum it up in just this layer to a mental body, a physical body, and a spiritual body. Each of these bodies have a level of consciousness. So if you become more physically identified, let's just talk about that briefly. Well, actually, let's come back and talk about that, getting physically identified and what kind of communication that brings in.
All right. We're going to get physically identified on the other side of this break with Seven Bomer, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight, James Bomer, The Resistance. Is it theresistance2012.com?
You can actually get us there, too. It's Resistance. Actually, it's easy to get us at astroquest.com. It's just not much easier to remember. But if you want to do some resistance in your URL, it's resistance2010.com. We'll definitely get you there.
All right, awesome. So we were talking about our physical, how do we put this, our physical...
Identification.
Like becoming, that's what I was looking for.
Becoming the physical body, like what is it capable of doing? Because we were talking about how there's a mental, physical, and spiritual body, and each of these bodies have thoughts. And so sometimes when we're talking to ourselves and saying, oh, I'm hungry, like who's hungry?
Because it's our like, mental telling our physical. Or well, is it our physical telling the mental?
Exactly. It's the physical, because the physical has a hunger for food, right, while the mental has a hunger for knowledge and engagement. Now, we're not talking about necessarily knowledge that's quote unquote good knowledge. It has a hunger for taking in data that way.
Food for
right?
thought.
And, exactly. And then, of course, the spirit has an entirely different preference. So when you become physically identified, because actually you really need to figure out how to feed all of these beings in conjunction. This is herself being able to give enough of the a measure for each of them. And to make it very simple, we eat things at times that kill our liver. Are we at war with our liver? Like you're not thinking of the liver. Now, surely if the liver was making the decision, it wouldn't eat it because it wouldn't want to hurt itself. So there's this whole war that's going on inside the body. And I actually tell you that that world is playing out into the universe, but it happens in the body first. And this war, unless you actually get in your body and basically reign over your body and become the master of yourself, that war will continue to volley back and forth to your own detriment. So when a person becomes physically identified, of course, this reality that we're living in, especially because of the entities that are present here, they want individuals to become more physically identified because it makes them more dense. And densities, when you get really dense, you move slower. And this allows beings that are not even using a physical body to basically run circles around you because you're still moving in a slow physical body. So let's talk about the ideas of the body and where they really come from.
Okay.
Now, obviously there are organisms that bacteria, things of this nature, viruses that are within the body. Let's talk about one in particular known as Candida. Everyone's pretty much familiar with Candida. It's caused from candy and a lot of the other yeasts and things of that nature. And it, of course, as any bacteria, it populates very heavy towards the full moon. Full moon, of course, causes any vegetation to grow and any life to grow. So you'll always experience, depending on how your system is calibrated, more of something during a full moon cycle, whether it's quote-unquote positivity or negativity. Well, let's talk about the Candida. So this Candida is a worm. It carries a certain frequency. If we pull one out and we test it, it'll give us the same frequency every time. So what happens is that frequency, when it starts to replicate in your body, let's just say it's 12.3 hertz. Once it's fed enough, because it'll be asking, I want to eat candy, I want to eat bread. Late in the night, because the Candida is just sending a signal. It's not talking and speaking English, which, you know, it's a misunderstanding. Again, some people think that this talking communication with the body happens in English. No, it's as a sense. The sense moves faster than anything else. You get the sense and this urge, and then next thing you know, you're going to engage in things that feed whatever the strongest part or the more, what I'll say is the more dominant frequency of your body. Okay? So, of course, everything wants to survive. Everything contains genes or DNA that are hard-coded to survive, like the firmware. So everything is going to be saying, gimme, 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 on all levels, whether it's God or what you perceive to be God, or if it's just some sugar and some candy, whatever it is. If you're not regulating it or governing it, then it's always going to want to thrive. You see what I mean? So what happens is that in the physically identified individual, also on a physical plane, they're at an extreme disadvantage because you have spiritually and mentally identified humans on the dimension with us, meaning that there are people that are more spiritually or even more mentally, because there is a mind power also, identified. And those people will become more superior than those who are only physically identified. But obviously, the point that you want to be in, if you're harmonic, then first of all, there is no inferior and superior in harmonics. But the fact is that you'll actually be in a space where you're in full control of yourself. We call that being present. And so, you know, you can define what that really means to a very deep level, but I just let people sit on that information for a minute, that you have to realize that in the physical body, which is corresponds to phi, which also corresponds to the pentagram, known as the pin. If you get physically identified and you actually think that you are the body and not a spirit, then you're now pinned in. The word is actually where it needs to be. And what this means, it makes the body a trap rather than this expansive learning experience from the universe. Because again, if you get extremely physically identified, what I have data to prove is that once you leave the body as just more physically identified, you're guaranteed to come into a lower incarnation. And that for a prolonged period of time, I can't even give you actual time sector, but there are entities who capitalize on other entities that haven't really expanded beyond the level of consciousness that's currently present on the planet.
Are these what we call energy vampires, perhaps?
I mean, I'm sure they have many terms. Energy vampires, archons, you know, those kind of terms are definitely going to get you somewhere closer to the right entity. But who are they? Because some people say they speak at them as if they're something separate from us, and this creates a disaster. It's actually what's happening right now, especially with the United States, because most of our shows and things that we've put together in the past definitely have been anti-U.S. because of how they carry on, right? There's a lot of stuff going on there. There's a lot of abuse, et cetera, et cetera. We're not familiar with that, though. And that's why when you go to a country like Moscow, you'll see a world that is already gone to a point where it's gone beyond where the universe, where the U.S. is today. But here's another fact. Why, if you don't like your car, do you throw your car away before you get a new one? No.
So you give it away or you sell it or you do something with it, but you don't throw it away.
Right. But you know, and you also don't do that before you get another one. Right. It's kind of foolish. Like you don't like your car, so you get rid of it. And now you're walking. Still, it was better than not having anything. Right.
Right.
So we have to get more familiar with building on things, not abandoning things. And that's really what's happening with all of us, with all of this grand experience of Earth and children. Like our kids are going neglected. Our ideas are going neglected. Our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents are going neglected. And it's because everyone's pushing forward, trying to see what's next. But they didn't get that if you want to see what's next, you're going to need to look inside, or you're going to need to look right around you. You don't really need to look too far. And so we've kind of gone really far out, especially with this technology, which is, you know, nothing more than, you know, crystals. That's all you're really dealing with, powered crystals. And we're onto this as if it's going to lead us actually somewhere where really the only thing that's going to give us life is the same thing that gave us life. I mean, that the only place that we're actually going to find this expansive thing that we can still imagine ever since we were children is the exact place that has been providing that since the beginning, meaning that Earth is abundant. It's not this place that people are trying to say is evil and all these different things. That's what we've made it. And so now, again, there's some people that just want to jump ship. They're like, I'm tired of it. I don't want to deal with this, or I don't like this government or whatever. So they're out of ideas. And now it's time for just not ideas to move in, but actually activation. And that's also what we really work with more heavy is once I reveal the information, once you turn on the body, the physical one especially, you actually go into a higher state of currency. And that's all the way around, meaning your body starts to generate more of the stuff that you need to manifest things, the real stuff. And so this is also why you don't see people these days very successful, especially if they're working on any real positivity, because they still neglect their body. Because there's a real way to actually clean out the body, like your car. If you drive your car around for 10, 20 years and you never change the oil, you never change any of that. I mean, who does that? We do. But we have all of these organs and things that need to be clean and have to be clean, especially because of the toxins we take in. And then we're wondering why we can't actually send current from our hand because, you know, we've gone through some course that says we're just supposed to think positive and then everything's supposed to work well after that. Well, I mean, so you have to do.
Well, let me ask. I mean, I know this is a big question again, and we seem to be asking the big questions tonight. So how do we clean the oil or change the oil? How do we do that? Walk me through that if you can.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I got the information myself from a site called Blessed Herbs. It is also the products that we do carry on our site. And these people are basically, I think they're probably Nordic. Or they've been out in the forest all their lives. They know trees better than they know logos and Nike signs and different stuff like that. They can look at it and tell you what it can do. And what they put together is a system that is really precise and really straightforward that actually works through cleaning all of your organs in the proper order, which is the main key. You don't want to flush one of your organs out into another one because you'll end up causing a bigger problem than you had before. There's an actual system that you use so that when you're flushing all your organs, they all basically go down in a certain order, and then the last thing, the toxins come out. You'll be amazed what comes out. Stuff that's been there since you were 9, 10 years old is still inside of, especially the intestinal walls of the system. Now, what's also interesting is that, again, there's this whole micro-macro approach. Some people call that as above, so below. But basically, when you're looking at your intestinal walls, this is like what you would call strata, which is the layers of how our earth is set up in sediment. And if you know how to read those layers and you can tell what periods the earth was going through, your intestinal walls are the same way. A person knowing what they're doing can actually read what kind of lifestyle you used to live and the one that you're living now from what comes out from your intestinal walls. So if you're still carrying a frequency from when you went through this crazy situation because you were also putting something in your body, some type of chemical or something during that phase, then it's still there. So when you're trying to pass it, notice that's also synonymous with when you go use the restroom, but if you're trying to pass it on the physical realm, then you need to pass it in the body first before you expect to for it to happen on the actual physicality. So this is something that we knew. We knew that the spiritual realm preceded the physical realm, and that if you were able to operate on the spiritual realm, then you can often prevent, change, and move around things happening on the physical realm because there is a delay. To explain this delay is to now understand the concept of that all self. The all, obviously, is a coiled ball of unlimited energy. What everything else is as when that energy is sent out, when it gets further and further away, more filters, as I call it, start to become created, or basically the light lessens. And the objects that are created with this lesser light is what you would call physical vehicles, bodies, animals, humans, etc. So again, before we look down on it at that one moment, we still have to realize with everything, we all come from something so expansive that the only thing we have to start doing is not only getting the information about that, remembering, hey, that's what I am. If you're already in a human body, you went through a massive level of expansion already. So this is something that is opposite to what is taught, because we're generally taught, especially from religious institutions, that this body is filthy, it's sin, you know, all this, these weird dynamics of basically degrading us and allowing us to decrease who we really are. And this is done for a reason, because we have heat. This is one of the most important things about who we are as this mental, spiritual, physical being in multiple bodies that we haven't even gave words for yet. But what happens is that we have this plasma that gives off heat. Now, the cold-blooded of our species, which is known as the reptile,
reptilians,
does not give off, right, they don't give off heat. So when you can't give off heat, this means you can't plasma implode. And this is big words, but I'm going to explain it. You can't plasma implode. So this means that you can't reincarnate in the same way that everyone else is reincarnating and having this happy experience of spreading across their wave through time. And I may have gotten into a little bit of scientific tongues, but we have to, you know, I got to find an anchor point. But I'm trying to explain to people here
The thought comes up when you die, you go cold, they say, right?
Yeah, because the spirit leaves the body.
The warmth.
And then, of course, right. So that lets you know that it's not the body that's warm, it's actually the spirit. Identifying two things, that there is something else, and also that our bodies stay warm because of another substance. Now, that physical version of that substance is the sun. But remember, the sun is an external physical version of it. So any external physical version of anything is going to be subject to decay, distortion, etc. But for us to see what the sun is, but then to really see what it is inside, actually starts a massive level of awakening within a certain chakra center, but that chakra center is much higher in the body. And now the body is also set up then like a challenge. We call it the Astral Quest, EverQuest, whatever you want to call it, where each chakra is going to be a situation that you're going to need to face. And it's not always going to be how courageous you are. Because at one chakra, if it's going to test your courage, you better believe the next chakra is going to test your compassion. It's going to switch to something entirely different. See, the universe is never, to be unlimited, you have to make sure you're continuously producing integers that you can't calculate. So this is what happens when, if we have a simple tuning fork at 169 hertz and I ring it, when I combine with that tone, which my frequency will combine with that tone, it's going to give out a certain number. When you hold it, it's going to give out another number because you added your frequency to it. So in this sense, this is what we call the birth. And that's, you know, that's really what, you know, it's a massive, man, but that's what we're calling the birth. When you actually connect with something, you and that added together equals something.
Interesting. Final break, and we'll finish things off. Well, we're not going to finish, but we're going to continue things with Seven Bomer.
The Bob Justin Show.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Well, that went by really fast, lightning speed, and we'll have to have you back on, like I said, off the air. I have thoroughly enjoyed this. It's a nice switch up from our normal, more 3D-based discussions that we have here. You know, we talk about geopolitics, we talk about health, which, you know, is connected. Health is a big part of this. It's the mind, body, and spirit after all. But we don't get a chance to get into these inner standings that you have very often. And it's a refreshing moment to do so. You have a show on Sundays where you're going to be getting into some new groundbreaking info that is on the cutting edge here. Tell me a little bit about that. Did I lose him? You're muted, I guess.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's a common thing.
I do that too sometimes. You mute yourself and then you forget to unmute, and then you're sitting there talking. And you're saying, why is he not listening to me? Go ahead.
Right. But yeah, actually, we're going to be launching a postseason. We recently just did a season of Astro Quest, our first season, and that came to an end last week or the last show. And so this week we're actually going to be doing a postseason show, because I'm actually not launching season two yet. Season two is going to be just based on strictly running a person through the chakra centers and what they're going to need to do to balance out and get those chakra centers harmonized. Because remember, a lot of this stuff with the conversation, because we're really into experiencing things more, sometimes, like, I can really go for a long time. I can do like a 4 or 5 hour show. A lot of my listeners know that. And that's how long it takes to really keep going over certain points and allowing the information to wear in the proper way. But, yeah, what's going on with season two is, the postseason show that I'm doing on Sunday is, I'm going to be basically talking about self-substantiation. This is like a very advanced show, because it's one of those shows where when a person's just kind of fed up of the back and forth, and, you know, if they want to know exactly what they need to do to actually get some massive control over themselves here, then that's what Sunday's show is going to be about. And it's not the easy path, though. That's what I wanted. That's how the show is going to start. Because there's this misconception with higher levels of spirituality that it's going to make things easy. Actually, it depends on how much you need to get rid of. You know, any type of major frequency shift actually can be somewhat painful to the individual. Even fasting could be painful to an individual. So it's a major thing for us to just talk about the correct procedure. It is a reward system, though. I will tell people that when you do work in self-substantiation, which is basically being fully responsible for yourself, and even your breathing, your actions, it moves you into the control point. And this is the next stage for humanity. Like, if people want to know what's going to be happening next, what are we going to be doing, we'll be controlling the dream. And some people are already doing it. I've definitely done it before. I've times my up and downs, but some call that dreaming. But it'll move into a phase in a little bit where when you go into the dream, you won't be able to really feel like there's a disconnection. So that's a big thing.
Well, fascinating stuff, James, and I'll look forward to hearing more about that with your post-season episode coming up this Sunday, right?
Yep, this Sunday.
All right. Well, it's awesome to have you. Again, we'll have you back on. Not right away, because, geez, it's going to take me a couple months just to absorb some of this info.
Let it absorb.
Of course, I'm just joking, but thanks so much. Your website, real quick.
It's astroquest.com, and it's also, if you want to check out the show on Sunday, it's 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, 11 o'clock a.m., and that's astroquest.tv.
All righty, Seven. Thanks so much for coming on.
All right, no problem. I'd love to be on again.
Anytime. All right, folks, love you. Have a great weekend. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.